And now from Treasure Island Oldies.com, here's the rock and roll news for the week of July 16th. This week in 1966, the group Cream, in fact a supergroup, formed and had many successful records. Kenny Loggins and Jim Messina split up in 1976. This week in 1996, Michael Jackson performed at a birthday party for the Sultan of Brunei, and he received an estimated $15 to $20 million. Danny Cedrone, the session guitarist who played the solo on Rock Around the Clock with Bill Haley and the Comets, died after a fall in a Philadelphia restaurant without ever enjoying the song's success. Well, Pat O'Day, Red Robinson, and several other DJs all got together and they contributed some money and presented the gold record to Danny Cedrone's widow. What a wonderful tribute indeed. No one was hurt as a bomb exploded under a Rolling Stones concert equipment truck this week in Montreal in 1972. In 1955, Annette Funicello and the Mouseketeers appeared on television for the first time. It was on an ABC special celebrating the opening of Disneyland. The Beatles film Yellow Submarine premiered in London, England this week in 1968. Petula Clark made her TV debut in England on a show called Cabaret, and it was in 1946, and she was only 13 years old at the time. This week in 1966, Bobby Fuller was found dead in his car in Hollywood. The death was ruled as a suicide, but the evidence pointed to foul play. Elvis Presley recorded a song, My Happiness, supposedly for his mother's birthday this week in 1953. It was her birthday actually was in April, though. But that recording session nonetheless took place at Sun Records in Memphis, Tennessee. And he got noticed by the secretary, and it eventually led to a recording contract with Sun Records. This week in 66, Frank Sinatra married Mia Farrow in Las Vegas, Nevada. Manager George Treadwell fired all members of the Drifters and then replaced them with the Five Crowns, using the name The Drifters, this week in 1958. Sun Records released Elvis's first single in 1954. It was That's All Right, Mama. The Beatles signed a German recording contract with producer Bert Kempfert this week in 1961, and they were going to be credited as the Beat Brothers. The Carpenters had a TV special and a summer series, in fact, debuting this week in 1971 with guest Mark Lindsay. Mary Wilson from the Supremes was given a day in her honor in her hometown of Detroit, this week in 1973. In the studio, the Coasters recorded Poison Ivy in 59. The Beach Boys recorded In My Room this week in 1963. Johnny Rivers began the recording sessions for The Poor Side of Town in 66. Also, 1966, the Monkees recorded the TV theme song of Hey, Hey, We're the Monkees. The Beatles began recording Come Together this week in 69, and the Monkees were in the studio once again in 67, and they recorded A Little Bit Me, A Little Bit You. Birthdays: Desmond Dekker, born this week, 42. Denise LaSalle is 78. Spencer Davis, 74. Nicolette Larson, born this week in 1952. Phoebe Snow was born in 50. Gail Garnett turned 73 this week. Vince Guaraldi, who recorded Cast Your Fate to the Wind and all the music from the Peanuts TV shows, he is born this week in 1932. Dion is 78. Martha Reeves, 76. Also turning 76 this week, Lonnie Mack. Screamin' Jay Hawkins was born this week in 1929. Sue Thompson's our senior citizen this week. She's coming in at 95. George Hamilton IV is 80. Vicky Carr is 79. Carlos Santana is 70. John Lodge from the Moody Blues is turning 72. Buddy Knox is born this week, 1933. Cat Stevens is 69. Rosie Hamlin from Rosie and the Originals is 70. Kay Starr, born this week in 1922. Producer Kim Fowley, who produced Alley Oop and the Nut Rocker and the group in the 70s, the Runaways, he was born this week in 1939. Plaz Johnson, studio sax player and such hits as The Great Pretender, Purple People Eater, and My Special Angel by Bobby Helms, he is 86 this week. Bobby Sherman is 71. Thomas Wayne, born in 1941. Don Henley from the Eagles is 70. Chuck Jackson is 80. Estelle Bennett from the Ronettes, born this week, 1944. And Phil Upchurch is 76. And from TreasureIslandOldies.com, that's your rock and roll news for the week of July 16th. For late-breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at TreasureIslandOldies.com, then click blog. I'm Michael Godin. Treasure Island Oldies.